Welcome back, folks. Man, that has us just dying laughing every time he does that bathroom bit. Oh, belly. Potts, that was a really good job, man. How long did that take you to make that?
Like, half hour.
4 days. I slaved over it.
No, and if you, I don't know, if you hear, like, I'm actually going to the bathroom, and if you hear while I'm laughing, I'm like, oh, belly, I am farting in real life. Like, the main part was a sound effect. The main part was a sound effect, but, yes. Oh, hold on.
Touchdown from Potts, but farting live.
The pre-farts were all 100% real. I was, like, squirting.
Dude, you're amazing, man. That was really funny to put together, and thank you for doing that. You know, if you want to peel back the curtains a little bit, it's hard doing this with your friends because there's some behind-the-scenes conversations that have to take place if you want to strive for greatness, and it's hard to have those conversations and also deal with, like, the feelings of your friends, too. It's not like we're just coworkers who got slammed together. Like, the first job I ever had in radio, as we put another letter on the screen, go ahead and put that over there for the people, Brax. Good luck, Social Media Lounge. When I was doing the first radio job I had, I got out there. I was supposed to do it with this one woman, Gina. And then before I even got to the station, I got there 3 weeks early to get some snowboarding in Colorado. It was in Colorado in February. I was supposed to go out there. So I said, all right, I'll go out in January and I'll snowboard my ass off. I'll get to know the place. And before I even got to the station, Gina quit. So cool. Then I get there on my first day and they're like, we're not really sure who we're going to pair you up with. Let's put you with Lady J.
Lady J.
Lady J is amazing. We're still friends to this day. We had nothing in common. She's like a 45-year-old African-American woman from Houston, and I'm like this like tiny little white boy Italian from D.C. We had nothing in common. And so that is an easier situation to have a conversation of, hey, what do you want to do after break? Should we do this? Let's do that. But when you're doing it with your friends, it can be a little bit harder. Potts and I went back and forth on that email chain for he must have had three different ideas that I shot down.
Right. Well, I mean, the first idea I wrote, I mean, you literally said, can you do the commercial? And how quickly did I? Again, I was sitting on the toilet, but like, I wasn't surprised. I mean, the first one was done in literally 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So you're like, all right. But that's part of my process. For you have to get the first one out and then, you kind of cut
just
and
like
trim
pooping. Once the first one's out, it all just goes.
Right.
Oh, God. You got to ease the squirts in. Belly, are you ready to tell some jokes?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, let's do that. This is, ladies and gentlemen, to the stage, Belly Matt LaBelle.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, folks, it's so good to be here yet again. I am loving this. So I have a question right off the bat for anyone listening. Do you own a pickup truck? You do. Oh, good. Someone's out there. That right there, folks, is all you need right there to ask that person to help you move. So go ahead, start asking them. Because owning a pickup truck can be the absolute bane of anyone's pickup truck existence. I owned a pickup truck for 10 years of my life. And I can't tell you how many times I've heard the phrase, hey, Matt, you have a truck, right? Yes, I do have a truck. No, I won't help you move this weekend is really my always want to be my answer. But here's the thing. I know when you're coming to me to ask you to help you move, you're in a desperate state. You don't want to spend money. You don't want to get out there. You don't want to go and just figure out, yes, I'm going to get this person to help me move. This is going to be the best. But here's the other part you don't realize is whenever you say yes, when you own a pickup truck, you're always the only person to show up. And you're only going to get offered pizza, beer, food.
That's true.
The weirdest thing I've ever gotten for helping someone move, I was given a grill set and a beach towel. One, I never go to the beach. And two, I don't own a grill. So I have two things. Now, this person that gave me those things, they're awesome. I love them. I appreciate them. When I have time to go to the beach or use a grill, I will happily use those things. But that was 5 years ago, and I still haven't used them, and I'm sorry. So, yes, owning a pickup truck can be the absolute worst. Helping anyone move is the bane of moving sucks. And owning a pickup truck means you're going to move people all the fucking time. But the worst thing I hate the most about owning a pickup truck, why the fuck does everyone in the world think it's okay to just throw trash right in the back of my goddamn truck? Don't do it. Why the fuck are you doing it? It's not a fucking trash can.
Who does that?
So please, please, next time you think about asking someone who owns a pickup truck to help you move, think about how much and how well you really know them. And then tell yourself, no, they don't like me that much, because they don't.
Valley of Alabama, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic rant. Well, no, Lock the Key is a very good guess, but it is not correct. It is not Lock the Key, but you guys are starting to get closer. Go, yeah. Caps.
Jeez.
Go, Caps. Now, that was fantastic. Who leaves trash in the back of your pickup truck? Are you serious?
Hooligans and shitheads. I don't know.
And assholes. That's who. Right. Assholes.
But it's this huge problem in the truck community.
From the social media lounge, Belly helped me move a dresser.
True. I've helped someone. I guarantee there's at least 50% of the people in the social media lounge I've helped them move. Guarantee.
That's so good. Yep. I hate moving so much. And you're right, man. It's just like, you don't put that on me. I had a little mini SUV and I got that a whole bunch. I can't even imagine. You can rent a pickup truck for $18.
Yep.
At right. Home Depot.
For the day.
So.
Yeah,
yes.
If you're moving and you're that hard up, then maybe you shouldn't be moving. Like, well, save up
a few
bucks.
The other thing is, here's the other part about moving. You can't tell you how many times, and I'm not trying to call out women here, but I've helped a lot of women move. They are never fucking packed. Like,
oh,
literally,
right.
You show
yeah.
up
and
nothing is fucking
I'll
ready to
I'll take it. It's not just women. I am the worst at that as well.
Yeah.
You remember when we moved over here, I just put stuff into little bed. I put a bed sheet on the floor. Open, and then I just threw a bunch of crap in the middle of the bed sheet,
that's
and then I
ridiculous.
Tied the bed sheet up, and I one-wheeled it across the apartment complex
that's
to my new
true.
Apartment. That's
that
what happened.
100% true.
That happened. But
so, yes,
that
it's
is
not just women.
Pots, I'm moving from across the apartment complex from one building to another. I'm not driving that when I have a one-wheel. Yeah.
Like, I come in to move a dresser, and I expect your drawers to be empty.
Yeah.
I'm not
moving
picking
drawers
up your clothes with your dresser. The dresser's already fucking heavy.
Go ahead and give them another letter.
I don't need it more heavy.
Go ahead and give them another letter. They are holding it down. Belly, very good job. Let's move into Matty Potts with his review in LA Weekly. But before we do that, what happened at this private party, dude? Because who was it for?
So I can't tell you. I can't tell
us.
You, but I said it in the last episode.
Yeah, you have to go
because
look
okay. I didn't know that right when I got to her house. The first thing that they were going to do is have me sign a 5-page NDA.
Oh, my God.
So you can't tell anything about it.
So what? Is that the end of this story?
No, so I'm going to beat around the bush. So, well, first off, so I mean, whatever. You're going to have to listen to the episode last week if you want to know who she is. But I walk up to, you know, this gated house in Encino, and, like, I'm, like, literally standing in front of a gate, and I just, like, press the call box. And I'm like, hey, I'm the help. I mean, it's just like so like humiliating. I'm like, I don't know, what am I supposed to say? So I walk into the front gate.
Brad Pitt is what you're
no
supposed
one's
to say.
There. I'm standing in the front yard and I'm like literally looking around. I'm like, all right. So I go to the front door, knock on the door. No one answers. So I open the door. I'm like, hello. And she's like, don't come in. Don't come in. I have a dog. And I sort of like slam the door shut. And so I'm standing there and she comes out looking drop dead gorgeous. This girl is as beautiful as she is on TV. And she's like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Sorry, I have a dog. I didn't want him to eat you. And I was like, all right, yeah, whatevs. And I'm like, where do you want me? She's like, just go around back. It's beautiful. This beautiful backyard in Encino, made for parties. And I'm just bartending. I started working with this staffing company. That we actually worked with catering for Marinate, just picking up, you know, bartending gigs for some extra money. And it's just honestly in LA, you end up at the coolest parties doing this first gig as an example. But they make me sign a non-disclosure agreement, so I can't talk too much about it. But there were a few celebrities there, and I was just dying because out of just the small hand, it was really for her family and friends, which I really respected. It did not turn into like some, you know, like douchey party.
Right.
And it was and what the first celeb that came, one of the first people there was someone Luch would have freaked over, not because he's a huge celebrity, but because he is easily one of the biggest podcasters, so most successful podcasters, and it's not Joe Rogan. It's
no,
the other
I know one. Who it is already. I can guess. He's got my initials. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Nailed
100%.
It.
100%.
It. I won't say his name, but oh my God, I would have picked his brain all night.
That's awesome.
He was on The Man Show. He's friends with Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay,
I mean,
well,
he's kind of Well, you know, I'll lead you to the water. And so,
hold on.
I thought it was really cool.
Give me a whistle.
Oh, hold on. I'm not on that screen.
Strike three.
Crap.
No, not that one. Joseph Swan, you are like as close as it could get without getting it. Like, I can't believe.
No one's gotten it yet.
No one's got it yet, but they're as close as they could possibly get.
We got Soak the Sea, Pork the Pie, and Cork the Red.
Between those three, Soak the Sea, Pork the Pie, and Cork the Red. My God, you're close. Continue, Potts.
How are they picking all those and not the right answer?
Remember, I already said the answer. I told you I'm going to say it during the show, and I've already said it at least twice. Moving on. This is so much fun, dude. I have so much fun doing this. Somebody needs to sponsor us so that we can continue to give away after I become broke with this.
For real. Like, it's kind of how fun is, like, the interaction on this?
It is good times. It's not Soak the Red. Keep going. Potts, hit it. Keep it up.
So anyway, I mean, that was the gist of it. I mean, it was a really cool party. It was the 40th birthday.
Boom. Hold on. Oh. Give it to me.
I got the music going.
Give me the music. Hold on, wait for it. You got this, Bella?
We have a winner for the $100 here at Luch Dog in the Morning. And that's right, folks. Today's puzzle was an easy one. It's Rock the Red for those Washington Capitals that are in the Stanley Cup Finals playing Game 5 on Thursday night.
P.S.
Caps.
Let's go!
So, today's episode and the $100 is again sponsored by TTR Studios, where we bring the joy, and that's bringing you every single Wednesday and Friday at 10 a.m. So, be sure to tune in back Friday and win that $100.
Strap it on to TTR Studios. Congratulations to Ms. Jess Jones. And Joseph,
she won.
She did win.
Joseph Swan, Cork the Red.
You had
two letters.
You were so close, man. Belly and I are over here like chomping at the bit, like he's so close. And then he says, that's not an easy one if you don't watch sports. And
Jessica Jones does not watch sports, I can guarantee you.
Her comment is, I don't watch sports, and then in caps, at all.
Right.
Yes.
Like, at all. Like, less all than caps. Me. And I don't
Very
watch
good. Very good. Congratulations, everybody. Thanks for playing. I hope you stick around for the rest of the time. Whoa, we are now red in our video output. Looks like something's going down there. What's going on there?
Looks like we're fine there, Chief, so you need to stay on target.
Okay, I'm going to stop looking at it. Belly, can you handle the social media lounge and just let me know what's going on in there?
Yes, sir.
Potts, so... Was there any other highlights?
I'm going to pivot and talk about this amazing write-up.
Oh, please do. God. Please do.
So I got an email from LA Weekly hitting me up for like advertising. And so my response is, we have no money, but I would love a write-up. And this guy, you could tell, I just like totally killed his buzz. He's like, well, all right, I'm not getting any money from you, but this is Michelle. She's our senior food editor. Talk to her. And so she came out. I invited the senior food editor for LA Weekly out to marinate a week ago. She came out and we made her everything. The hot mess wrap with Flamin' Hot Cheetos, the kitchen sink with sun-dried tomato penne, tacos, sliders, and gave her a full tour. She was so pumped. And, she interviewed me. But when you're doing an interview, you have no idea what they're going to take and use and how they're going to kind of manipulate what you're saying. And so I had no idea what angle she was going to take. The article came out yesterday and I didn't even know. Someone called the store at like 10 in the morning. I happened to be there for a catering order and they're like, hey, you guys got a great write up in LA Weekly. Did you guys see that? And I was like, I had no idea. So I pull it up online and this is what it says. The headline: Marinate on Melrose's gourmet fast casual food is stoner tested. I'm not sure if it's my fascination with the afterlife or just a real estate trend, but I'm noticing that more funky food choices have been popping up near historic cemeteries. Latest case in point, about a block from the famed Hollywood Forever Cemetery in East Hollywood is Marinate on Melrose, which has a selection of tacos, wraps, sliders, and bowls that are sure to raise the dead and appeal to local stoners. Owners Matt Yuroditsky and Scott Rogers' twist on fast casual features sweet Hawaiian chicken, chipotle pulled pork, and root beer beef, which have been marinated for a minimum of 24 hours and only cooked in pressure cookers. The root beer beef is a must try in taco form. One for $2.50 or three for $7. Only the thinly sliced vegan Thai tofu is grilled. Flamin' Hot Cheetos are a favorite ingredient at Marinade on Melrose. Yuriditsky, who bears a striking resemblance to Chester the Cheetah in both looks and personality, explains the source of inspiration from their gourmet stoner food. Our rule is we get high and we experiment. If we fall in love with something that night, we make it again the next morning. And if we like it sober and it's still as brilliant and yummy as the night before, then it goes on the menu. You can mix and match your proteins with sides such as sun-dried tomato penne, hippie ginger, or veggie crack in your desired vessel. Sliders come on Hawaiian sweet rolls and wraps are on whole wheat tortillas. The Hot Mess Wrap is a mashup of Flamin' Hot Cheetos, veggie crack, sweet Hawaiian chicken, pickles, chipotle ranch, brown rice, and red quinoa. To ensure maximum heat and crunch, an individual Cheetos package is freshly exploded for each wrap. And it goes on. I won't.
Thanks, Chester Cheeto. I was going to say. Woo! You the best. You the best. You the best.
We're really excited nice for job, you, Pots. But it's funny as hell that they call you Chester the Cheetah.
Chester the Cheetah in both looks and personality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So.
That's a Kool-Aid,
that
man.
That is Kool-Aid. Why'd you take me down the Kool-Aid train, dude?
Because I'm drinking the Pots Kool-Aid. I can't help
We're
it.
We're rocking the red.
So when are you guys coming out again? Because I can't wait for
I
you
I will
to
be
it.
Out there on June, like, 15th.
I'll be out there July.
July 15th, sorry. And then
wait,
Belly
you're
will come
coming out June 15th or July 15th?
I'm coming out July 15th, and then Belly okay. will be out on, like, the 20th. I'll
yeah,
be there from, like...
I'm going to be in San Diego until the 22nd.
Yeah,
and then
none
the 22nd, I'm driving up to Huntington Beach.
Well,
and
I'm just...
Then I'll
it's
going to
matter
Sunday
for the show,
because
I want to... Yeah, I want to do some stuff for the show when you're out here, so...
Oh, for cool. sure. Well, we can. I can do a show from Marinade if you want. I'll
yeah.
figure it out.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I do want to do it.
Awesome. Yeah, so we're really pumped and happy for you, dude. Real quick, before we go to another break, and then we end strong with super funny stuff that's taken place over the past week. How much would you pay for a pizza? Delivery, end of like before tip, when you're on the phone and he says this is the price.
The size and the toppings first.
A large pizza with the real story is the large pizza with 1.5 toppings. I got a large pizza, all with green peppers and half of it with pepperoni. So 1.5. How much would you pay for that?
$15.
This is Pizza Hut. I will say who it is. It is. You know what? I don't want to put them on blast. Let's just say it's a.
It's Pizza Hut. Sorry. No.
I was going to do the joke.
We're, they're not a sponsor.
They're that
no.
red top Wait. Pizza joint.
And I mean, shame on you for starters from ordering from a fake pizza place. Pizza Hut ain't real pizza.
Hold on.
Pizza blows.
Hold on. I was going for the joke. All right. It's made by Lisa S. You know what? I don't want to call her out. Let's make it L. Simpson. So I was going to say, I don't want to call them out. We'll say it's a pizza place that's basically a house. Now,
no, it's actually a smaller version of a house.
But if you don't realize...
It's a shack that serves pizza.
You better come correct on this show or you're going to get called out immediately.
Yeah,
so it's very good. However, you're right. No, it's crappy pizza, but like that's a vice of mine. I know once every 3 months, it's a rainy day, I don't feel like going anywhere, dude. Let me order a pizza.
It's 11:30
p.m.
Why
can't you get it from
places.
A real pizza place?
Okay, doesn't matter.
Because it's 11:30 p.m. and all the good pizza places close at 10.
Okay.
At night? Okay, either way, for whatever
that's
reason.
Why.
We're bogging down in details that don't matter. How much would you pay for a pizza delivery?
$15.
Brax, does that sound right, or would you go higher?
I would probably go to like 16, 17.
Okay. This is pre-tip. Remember, you're going to add tip on top of this.
Large pizza?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 toppings or 1.5. That will definitely
15,
stack
16.
Up.
Belly, how would you respond if the pizza is $21?
I think Potts should handle this.
Go ahead, Potts. Take it away.
I think they should go fuck themselves.
Thank you.
And not even kindly. Very rudely go fuck yourself.
No, I mean, you guys, I'm not
Capital
kidding.
Letters.
I got to the end of ordering, and literally the guy goes, okay, that'll be $21. And I said, I'm sorry, what, for one pizza? And he goes, yeah, well, there's a dollar tax, and then there's a delivery fee. And we will get into the delivery fee when we get back after this, because I am just so over it. I'm only going to spend 2 minutes on it, and then what I really want to talk about is the venue owner that told me I could kick out a guy from the reception room. I got to play bouncer, and it was awesome. We'll do that all next. Thank you for hanging out. Congratulations again to Ms. Jess Jones for her $100 win. It's Looch Dog in the Morning
at LITMRadio.com.